XPod Radio presents Theater at UBC Podcast, Episode 1, Beautiful Thing. Director Stephen Heatley.
Jonathan Harvey calls it an urban fairy tale. And when you think about fairy tales, you know, outside the realm of Walt Disney, I mean, you've got they lived happily ever after until, you know, the beautiful princess's mother came to live with them and decided to eat the couple's children, you know, that sort of thing. It's got big, warm, fuzzy parts, but it's also got really terrible sort of domestic abuse parts, and it's funny, and then damn near tragic, and it's poignant as well as being kind of acerbic at times. I wanted to do a play that was contemporary, that had and that students on a university campus would be interested in and could identify with. And I also wanted to do a play that had really good acting challenges, and this one has great acting challenges, and it's a fantastic story.
Actor Ira Cooper.
My name is Ira Jacob Cooper. I'm in third year of the Department of Fine Arts Theater. I'm playing Stee, a.k.a. Steven. I think this play will actually is actually good, because when I went to high school, I had really nothing to go on, no one to really turn to. So it's actually geared towards people who are young. It actually offers some sense of hope and some sense of it opens a dialogue finally for people to talk about issues that lovely musicals and happy, you know, Teletubbies will never talk about.
Actor Kevin Krausler.
My name's Kevin Krausler, and I play Jamie. Well, there's a lot that's been pretty demanding. I mean, physically, we have me and Joanna have a knockdown, drag-out fight. There's multiple fight scenes that have left me a little bit bruised, I found out this morning. Yeah. All the characters, they deal with things that are very universal, like Leah and Jamie, and all of them, to a certain extent, deal with being victimized. Over the course of the play, it's about self-empowerment, and it's about finding, you know, the strength within yourself to overcome all of these different obstacles that the world is guaranteed to throw at you at some point or another. And even though they're not all the same troubles, they're unified in that it's incumbent upon individuals themselves to either succumb to being victims or rise above.
Actor Joanna Ranelli.
Joanna Marie Ranelli. It's North London dialect.
No, Southeast.
Oh, shoot. You can edit that. Southeast London. I'm dubbed over in the show. It's being immersed by everybody else, so listening to everyone else. And there's a few sounds, I think, that help. Like, I've done a Manchester thing before, and it was just a couple sounds, and once I think you have that, but I don't know. It's hard not to slip in and out of it as well. Then you have a director that helps you.
South London dialect. Lesson number one.
Talking always.
Afternoon.
A vocal coach?
Comp.
The ahs and all. Oh. The softeners and the softened L's.
L's, yeah.
They all dance backwards.
They all dance backwards.
They all dance backwards.
They all dance backwards.
This is actually my line in the show, so I better get it right. They all dance. Oh. They all. They all dance backwards and never get married.
All right, now I want you to be honest about my rendition. They all dance backwards.
Beautiful.
Very
beautiful.
Let's talk to the All Dance Backwards. Character, what is your name?
Hello, my name's Olivia, and I play Leah in Beautiful Thing. Leah is a 16-year-old girl who has been kicked out of school. She's quite aggressive and sassy, but what I've found really interesting about this character is that her aggressive behavior really does come out of a place of real vulnerability. She'll say very rude things when she's been hurt. In this world, she really needs to appear tough, and she can't show how soft she is. She loves Mama Cass. Mama Cass is her idol. Yes, sung by me. I'm not singing for you now, no. The mic makes me nervous. No, but being recorded makes me nervous.
Does it? Okay, then let me just stop the recording.
We are off the air.
Once I believed that when love came to me, it would come with rocket bells and poetry.
Actor Evan Vrain with a vocal warm-up.
Evan.
I'm not warmed up. I'm not sufficient.
My name is Evan Vrain. Violin. Oh, no, there's more to that. I have to be standing and tilting my pelvis and that sort of thing to do that one. I think it helps to open up the resonating channels. Thank you for that, Joanna. Articulation is also important, so we need to get those muscles working that we need to have working when we're on the stage. Also, warming up to the space is important. There's a relationship between the space and the voice as well. So some of the things that we need to do.
So, good story, good acting. I think it's a fantastic set, too. We've taken the whole set. If you've ever been in the Frederick Wood Theater before, this is like life on a precipice. The whole set's kind of teetering on the edge of the stage and threatening to kind of fall into the audience. Not that it will, but it has that look.
The music that you heard in this podcast appears in the production of Beautiful Thing. It was created by composer and sound designer Patrick Pennyfather. For more information, go to www.theater.ubc.ca. Memorized it yet?
This podcast was created by the team of xpodradio.com.
XPod Radio is not a recording. It's a recording. It's a recording. It's a recording.